A local small business owner is encouraging everyone to help save and preserve the mom-and-pop shops of our communities by choosing to patronize those places, not just during the holidays, but every day, and to only use online shopping as a backup. Karen Maravilla, owner of It's Just Serendipity in Hammond, asks, "What do you want to save?" She says that if you are only thinking about what is on sale, please reconsider and choose to save our small businesses by shopping at mom-and-pop stores.
Saving a few pennies. And my big crusade is, okay, don't just save a couple pennies or don't just stay home and order online. Get out and save the community. Save the businesses that are helping to make our, you know, corners of the world a really fun place to visit. And it's a big draw, and it scares me to think that we could lose that.
She says everyone can make a difference in helping the local economy in Northwest Indiana by spending money in Northwest Indiana. Maravilla says the impact of shopping online has a far-reaching effect and is hurting our local economies as it robs our communities of jobs, economic development, and income. Maravilla also says that small businesses provide one-on-one customer service, create vibrant local shopping areas that are attractive to home buyers, and can raise property values and draw tourism to towns.
What draws you there are the amenities and the places that you're going to visit. So if you don't have small mom-and-pop stores, you lose the vibrancy, the eclecticness, the charm, and you miss out at having excellent customer service and finding really unique things that you can look at, pick up, and touch and say, oh, my Aunt Sally would love this, or my neighbor would love this.
She says small businesses add charm, character, and identity to a community, and that spending money at small businesses has a domino effect.
It really adds to people coming to a certain area, and that sparks jobs, economic development. It helps other businesses support each other, because when you're spending money with me, I can turn around and spend money with other small local businesses. So it's really a domino effect.
Maravilla says for every $100 spent in independently owned stores, $68 returns to the community through taxes, payroll, and other expenditures. Spend it online and nothing comes home.
We all have to make money, obviously, to pay our bills and to get through life. Well, we need these businesses, because not only are they bringing income in and giving people jobs, but they're also, they're paying taxes. And if you don't get paid, what happens? You can't support yourself, right? Well, when you buy online, you're robbing our communities, because that money is going who knows where. It could be going to another country, another state. You don't know where it's going.
She also says small businesses contribute to local charities, non-for-profit organizations, and high school events. She notes that small businesses dictate their own prices to remain competitive, and that small business owners are generally experts in their field and are better equipped to answer complex questions or provide innovative solutions for their customers. Small Business Saturday is November 25th. Maravilla notes the existence of small businesses in a list that spans several Northwest Indiana cities and towns. That list can be found on our website at lakeshorepublicradio.org. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.